There are people who love the road, and there are people who love their job. Producer Dan Collison found a man who loves both and brings us his story in today's report from aboard a Greyhound bus.
We check all the lights. We have a light out. DOT might stop you.
It's 6 a.m., and driver Eben Holloway is making sure his bus is in working order.
All the tires up. Sound like a ripe watermelon.
It's a routine safety check that he's been conducting for a half century now.
Everything seems to be in shape.
At age 75, Eben Holloway is the oldest Greyhound driver in the country and the one with the most years of service. This morning, he can't wait to get on the road.
LaWanda, good morning to you.
He calls his dispatcher to let her know he's ready to roll.
This is Holloway. I got the Laredo bus. I'm in Dock 8. I am ready. There's a bunch of people out here already. I want to fill this bus up now.
About 24 passengers climb aboard.
All right, young man, come on.
Followed by Holloway, who hunches over the steering wheel, honks the horn for safety, and pulls out.
Welcome to Greyhound. This bus makes stops between here and Baton Rouge.
Once on the interstate, Holloway removes his cap, revealing a full head of snow-white hair. The rising sun glows bright orange in his rearview mirrors, which he checks with the regularity of a driver just out of training school. It's a 10-hour run across Lake Pontchartrain, through bayous, bogs, and swamps, onto Shreveport.
It's God's country. It's still a lot of it belongs to nature.
When Eben Holloway began his career, World War II had just ended. Back then, there were no superhighways and no automatic transmissions.
I put over 3 million miles pushing a clutch down. It's one I ain't crippled.
From the start, Holloway has been a staunch company man. His hostility toward organized labor was born during World War II when he was fighting overseas and American coal miners were out on strike.
I never have forgiven the union for doing such a thing. Un-American.
So when he reported for his first day of work back in 1947, Holloway marched defiantly through a group of striking drivers.
There must have been 500 people out there going, whoop up on me. I just went on through and slapped them around a little bit, and I walked right on through them.
And he's been walking through union picket lines ever since. During a strike in 1967, he even drove his bus into a couple of picketers.
And I told these two guys that I considered very close friends, I warned them, if you walk out in front of them, I'm going to run over you. I guess they thought I was joking them. And they walked out in front of me, and I hit one of them. He couldn't get out of the way fast enough.
Did he get hurt?
No, I didn't hurt him much. Hurt him. Bumped his leg. I guess it still hurt today, though. You're now in Baton Rouge. Greyhound welcomes you to Baton Rouge.
Holloway makes his regular mid-morning stop, where Gladys, the cook in the bus station cafeteria, has his breakfast waiting.
You never change your routine. Everything be the same.
Bacon, eggs, and grits.
She knows what I want, and she'll take my grits. If they look like you're going to run out of grits, she'll go put some in the oven, hide it for me. Some of the other drivers come in, where's the grits? I ain't got no grits. Then I come along and I got grits.
After breakfast, Holloway changes buses and picks up a passenger who's been riding with him since the mid-60s.
Hey, Josie, ride the bus with you.
When Josie Ballard first started riding Eben Holloway's bus, she was a 17-year-old first-year student at Southern University in Baton Rouge. Today, she's going to visit her granddaughter in Appaloosas, Louisiana.
See, he saw me as a child. Now he's seeing me going into my adulthood, my adulthood, now my grandmotherhood, and everything else. Mr. Holloway's still driving the bus, and I'm thinking about retiring.
Josie, who is African-American, says Holloway, who is white, would go out of his way to drop her and other black students closer to campus.
I don't know how to say this without sounding prejudiced, but he was written in the 60s, he was one among some of the nicest white bus drivers, because all of them were not nice, but Mr. Holloway was. And so he kind of stand out a little bit.
Appaloosas.
It's Josie's stop, and Holloway helps her off the bus.
All right, Miss Josie. I'm
going
to hold your hand.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, babe.
Back on I-10, across the Mississippi River, Holloway says People like Josie Ballard are the reason he's stayed on the road all these years.
I think I'm gifted because I can always see where I can help someone.
In 5 decades and over 5 million miles, he's seen just about everything there is for a driver to see.
3 times women had their baby on the bus. I've had 2 miscarriages and 3 deaths on the bus.
He's driven through ice storms.
I slid all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas to Alexandria.
And floods.
Water came rushing down and floated me off to the edge of the road.
And in this part of the country, there's another road hazard. Dense swarms of flying insects that blanket the windshield so thick that the wipers are useless.
Everybody calls them love bugs. L-O-V-E, they call them love bugs because they all, 2 of them are hung up together when they hit.
It'll take a pit stop in Alexandria, Louisiana to blast them off. Holloway lives in Alexandria, and today his wife, Velma, stops by the station to bring him lunch.
Would you put me a sandwich in there?
They've been married 50 years. A few months longer than he's been driving a bus, and plenty long enough for her to understand his affair with the road.
He loves it. He loves it. He was on vacation for 2 weeks, and he came down one morning with his uniform on downstairs, and he said, "It sure feels great to get this uniform back on." I think he'll keep working until they put square wheels on Greyhound.
Retirement is a touchy issue for Holloway. He's overheard comments from passengers and fellow drivers that it may be time for him to call it quits. Greyhound has no mandatory retirement age. Drivers simply have to pass biannual physicals. Holloway had an angioplasty procedure 7 years ago and now gets his heart checked once every 3 months.
As long as I feel good, like today is a beautiful day and I've had 2 nice buses and I get to visit my old friends and all. I don't know when I'm going to retire. And I can't do this job. I'll be the first one to know.
And so, for the foreseeable future, Eben Holloway will be on the road, on his regular run, back and forth from New Orleans to Shreveport.
This is Shreveport. All you people going to Texarkana, Fort Smith, and Joplin, Missouri will change buses here. If you're going to Dallas, you'll leave on this bus at 5 o'clock. I want to thank you for going through, huh?